I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Anyone 0.5 WMFO on the town, Mikey D. That was Jenny D and the Delinquents with "At My Worst." Erica was grooving to that.
Well, she's my pal. We're kind of in a band together, but also I love that song.
It is a great song.
I was grooving internally to that.
Internally, yes.
He was internally chair dancing.
So you were mentioning right after I started playing the Count Zero track, you have something special going on for this show.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of tribute shows out there. So
yeah.
Actually, the Boston Rock Opera as a board, I'll discuss like, okay, well, how is this going to be in a legit BRO performance? And how are we going to put our stamp on it? So, and everybody came up with really great ideas, and even the concept of the hereafter party kind of formed at that meeting.
Okay.
I actually think Peter Moore came up with the title of it, who is part of the board. And
I gotta say, it's a damn good title.
Yeah, isn't it? It's
amazing.
I feel like he might be a genius, and I don't actually know for sure, but he's so awesome. He's actually and also really lovely and nice to work with.
Oh, of course.
So we've sort of curated this idea of doing it. If we're gonna do it, give it a theme. So the 80s dance party theme, I think actually Bob and Eleanor and I kind of generated that idea, and then that's when we came up with more of the hereafter party concepts later. And then we said, if we're gonna go 80s dance party, we're gonna go 80s dance party all the way.
Okay.
So all the performers will be dressing up in 80s attire. I may have bought a velvet flocking jacket for the Prince set. I can't confirm that. I totally did it. And
I heard a rumor to that effect.
You did, yeah. It's pretty rad. there's going to be side swiping hair and ponytails, and
will there be Aquanet at the merch booth?
Oh, that's a great idea. That maybe now there will be. Great job.
Awesome.
I'm by the way totally side swiping my bangs.
Yeah, you are too. Yeah, obviously. We will have a merch table. Obviously, we'll be selling merch representing all of the performers
of
in the show, as well as some BRO stuff. Nicole Anguish from Day Camp Creative was the designer of these posters. Which are lovely.
It's a wonderful poster.
Isn't it fabulous?
So, yeah. Shout out to Nicole Anguish.
She's never done anything bad. She's just amazing.
Yeah.
So, some of our other older work will be there as well for sale. We actually made pins of the little angels, so those will be there.
Aww.
Available. And then Bridget Haley from Lady Chief Fabric Arts will be, she made a bunch of crocheted angels of Bowie, Prince, and George Michael that she'll be selling. And then some of those proceeds will be donated to the children's room.
Excellent.
Which is amazing. We have lights that Todd Sargent has generously donated to us. And my one wish is that we had lasers, and we are going to have lasers, and I can't wait. Lasers. You can't have an 80s dance party without lasers.
That is true. You need lasers at least somewhere, or at least... Is there going to be a photo booth, you know, with that 1984 laser thing in the background?
Oh, no, but that's... Man... Missed that boat, but we will have...
I need to be on this committee.
I know, clearly. We will have a photo booth. You want to talk about the photo booth real quick?
Yes.
Jenny Bergman.
Jenny Bergman from, I'm drawing a blank here, the Secret...
Bureau.
Secret Bureau of Art and Design.
Yes.
Jenny Bergman from the Secret Bureau of Art and Design has generously donated her services for a photo booth, so... Come in your 80s finery.
And to
enter the...
And to inspire you even more, we are going to have a costume contest.
We have prizes
available.
Good.
I think some of the crocheted angels will be some of the prizes.
Okay.
And then Float, which is right up the street in Magoon Square, is donating a 90-minute float session, and that's the top prize. We also are going to have dancers, professional dancers, come in and do some more organized flash mob type moves within this show. Help along the songs. I don't really know how that's...
Get people onto the dance floor.
Get people onto the dance floor, because you're not dancing, you're not doing it right. I'm really hoping there's going to be like this like one surprise couple that does like this amazing slow dance during a George Michael song. But that's just my dream. But I did get my laser dream, so I'm clearly making things happen. It's
But you got your lasers.
I got my lasers. And then one other thing I do want to say is that Be Fresh in Davis Square is also generously donating food to feed the performers, who are generously donating their time to perform.
Yes.
So I'm
There's
really,
a lot of generosity going on here.
That's the whole point, man.
Yeah.
So
you were talking about LEDs.
Oh, I bought this. I'm donating this. I bought a bunch.
Generously.
I generously donated. I bought 64 LED fluorescent balloons that I will probably be blowing up myself the day of the show.
Yeah, we'll take them somewhere. We'll get them blown up somewhere.
I don't know if I want them with helium though or not.
Well, they can blow them up with air.
It's just the whole idea is, again, to, if we're going to make it a BRO production, it needs to be special, and this we want this to be something people are going to remember and to be happy that they spent their hard-earned money
participating
in. So it's going to be awesome.
This is going to be awesome. It is at the Once Ballroom on August 11th. When are doors?
8:30.
So which artist is going first? Or can you not divulge that information?
Are we free to reveal that, Erica? I don't know.
I don't know if we are. What was that blood?
Is it going to be a three-sided coin toss?
We're definitely keeping the songs under wraps.
Okay.
No songs are being mentioned. I'm not sure if we want to mention the order, although you'll figure it out once you get there, so I don't know if it's that big a deal. But it's going to be jam-packed, full of a lot of music, and we want everyone to be there and party the whole night with us.
Yeah, there's really not, like, the set you can miss. You know, we'll go
for the
third set, because, I mean, it's all going to be fabulous.
That's true. Mostly because I'm involved.
Yes.
Of course.
Just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm only a little kidding.
I'm not kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm just so excited, and it's so fun. I've been going to the rehearsals, and everybody is just...
Have you seen the rehearsals of all the bands going on?
Well, I mean, I've been singing in Prince and George Michael, so I've been to those rehearsals.
So you don't know anything about the Bowie set?
No, not yet. I know everything about it. I know who the performers are, and I know what songs they're doing.
Okay.
But I don't know how it sounds. But it's Peter Moore's in charge, so it sounds awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh.
It's mostly the handyman or the backing band for them.
Okay.
And you know, this list of performers within the Bowie band is like Jenny and Tad and Melissa Gibbs and John Poida. Like, we're good.
John Poida. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That guy can do anything.
He can do anything. He might be sad he's not singing Prince. I know he loves Prince, but. You know, he's...
Well, the next one, you got to do Todd Rundgren. He'll sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I mean, I think if that's the thing. If, like, given the chance, most of those artists that are involved would have pretty much done anything. And everybody has been so awesome and nice about offering their time. And then it's not even just offering their time. They're so there and they're so present and in it and excited about it. Honestly, I'm just, that makes me happy in and of itself. But then to know that it's going to result in this like really, really fun night that I'm ending my vacation for early to be a part of, it's worth it. And I'll be tan.
You'll be tan for the show. Okay.
Will be, hopefully, weather permitting.
Oh, jeez. No, this is awesome. It's August 11th. Are doors at 9 or are doors earlier than
doors
that?
Doors are 8:30. And honestly, if you can buy the pre-sales, I would. I know in my experience, and who knows what's going to happen. I don't want to predict the future at all. But I do know that the past BRO shows, the line to get in can be a little arduous. So if you want to be there and be there on time, and we're going to be starting at 9 sharp, think ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, was the last one the Stardust to Black Star show?
We did Hair in October.
Oh, you did Hair. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, those sold really well.
All of them sold out.
Yeah, so. History serves, get your tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah, get your tickets now. They're at the Once website. You can find the link there. It's all over Facebook at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
Twitter.
Search Hereafter Party.
Yeah, and it's on the BRO website. So if you go to www.rockopera.com, everything you need to know is on that website.
Okay. Onceballroom.com, rockopera.com. Any other places? Facebook? It's all over Facebook.
Rockopera.com, or go to Facebook and search Hereafter Party.
We have a crack shot of promotions team just really doing an amazing job at all of getting the word out there. So, hopefully people will go
just
and understand.
Looking at the performers, it's going to be a great show.
Be ready to party and do something good for the community.
And dance.
And wear the crazy thing that you had in the back of the closet.
Get your jelly shoes out.
Oh my God. God, jelly shoes.
Actually, people are wearing those now, so it's not like that hard.
Yeah, well, they're not called jelly shoes anymore, I don't think.
Someone buy me some lace fingerless gloves. I really want some.
Oh, there you go.
Putting it out there on the airwaves. Wink.
Yes, get Erica Manto.
What color? So, asking for a friend.
I think I should have hot pink ones, don't you?
I think you should, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that bright orange or the or that crossing guard yellow green color or whatever.
I don't know. I'm kind
something,
of a
something
hot
just
girl.
Loud.
I'm thinking pink.
I'm a hot,
hot pink
girl.
Yeah, right.
I am. Always have
so,
been.
So hot pink. What was it? Fingerless lace gloves?
Yes.
Awesome.
Garment District, here I come.
Bob's looking it up on his phone. All right. Thank you guys so
thank
much
you
for coming
so much.
In.
It was so nice to
and
talk to you.
Yes, likewise. And yes, so Once Ballroom, August 11th. So what is it? Nine days from now? Oh, 9 days from
now. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
everything's
nine
fine.
Days.
Erica will be happening. There with hot pink fingerless lace
gloves. Yeah, that's all you know me. And a flocking jacket.
Which may or may not make an appearance.
Yeah. I can't
believe it. I don't know. Depending on how nice the gloves are, I might have to wear them.
There you go.
We all have options.
All right. Yes. So August 11th, Once Ballroom. Go to onceballroom.com, rockopera.com for your tickets. If you get there on the day of, it'll probably cost you more, and you'll be waiting. So you may want to get your tickets now. Just saying, everybody. All right. Thank you again for coming in. I am going to end our little party here with some Megan Tracy. Because she's part of the show, too.
She is,
yeah.
And I'm singing with her on Friday.
There you go.
She's a big part of the show.
She's huge. I would be lost without her.
All right, here is Harder Girl, Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, 91.5 WMFO.
Did you want me to show up on your doorstep with a bottle in my hand? You understand? Did you want me to get mad, make a scene, or tear out of this bar we're in? Oh, that's not the way I play. 'Cause I know this song as well as you. Yeah, I used to like 'em crazy too. Before I was a harder girl. If I told you once, it's 20 times. The grass is greener on my side. Over my shoulder as I'm walking out the door. Were you better off without the talk before you cross the line she's drawn? Oh, that's not the way I play. 'Cause I know this song as well as you. Yeah, I used to like 'em crazy too. Before I was a harder girl. If I told you once, it's 20 times. She's mine. Well, you keep feeling sorry for yourself. Oh.
like a ghost. That's always when I want you most. I can't remember where I am. Been staring at the clock again.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Say Darling with Stoned on You. And ladies and gentlemen, in Studio D, Rex Mack.
Mic check one, two. Live and direct. 91.5 WMFO. I go by the name of Rex Mack. Feels good to be back. I'm wild with rage. I'm feeling like a Lazarus, an animal out of the cage. Forget a fourth while I'm belly flopping off of the stage. Catching bodies now, I'm probably toss around your remains. In the party with ashes in my boat. Cremated bones of rappers in my boat. I take a hit of that, then pass it to my bro.
Stars and roses back up, yeah.
Oh, you thought it was dead? Not because you haven't seen nothing since I dropped the video last summer. It's funny that you mentioned the dead. I was looking for a gravesite big enough to bury you back under. Back on my hunger to murder. Murder with ink, but I ain't ruler of Ashanti. Lord, I'm just a boy with words who's had too much vodka, rum, gin, and Merlot. Staring in the mirror like what? Staring at my status is like where my fans go. Listening to my tracks is like what have I done wrong? I just turn around and write a pop song with a catchy chorus. Predictable rhyme scheme. Maybe then people might know what these rhymes mean. Hopefully then I can score a song in the top 40. Get called back from bookers to start touring. All my other friends and bands will start calling. Or maybe I can write some songs that's not boring. Stick to my guns while gripping my bow. And listen to those who disagree and discuss. And love it cause I'm Rex
Mack.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, bounce with it, Verse 2. Bet y'all think I ain't right in the head because I prefer to live life on the edge. I sleep with a keyboard and a mic by my bed. The docs are too scared to prescribe us the meds. So when the adrenaline kicks in, we get more excited than the spider that caught a fly in the wet. So for all you artists who claiming you sharp with it, I promise you my lyrics will feel like an army knife to the brick. That hurts, don't it? What kind of y'all rappers smoking? All I see, hype beasts and trend followers. I nominate myself to lead these sheep to the slaughterhouse. I'm showing y'all what it's all about. Leave a slick taco with a swollen mouth. Knock them out, ensure your album does not come out. Forget mercy, I don't possess a large amount. Yeah, I roll with a gang of Spartans. I won't be too surprised that my crew gets blamed for arson. Start a fire and then cremate the corpses. I highly suggest you take precaution. All night working on beats, writing poetry, yeah, I do this for release. While I'm blowing trees, cause it puts me more at ease. Just wait for the authorities to get a load of these. Arms in my possession, these rhymes are quite the weapon. Mad notepads, take a glance at my collection. Bow your head and all SNRs resurrected. I write the songs down, go ahead and disconnect it. Yeah. Mac, 91.5. Y'all are now live with Rex Mac. To those of you listening who just tuned in, I go by the name of Rex Mac. You are now listening to 91.5 WMFO. I'm here with Tufts, with my man Joel behind the booth. Soon I'm going to be interviewing in about an hour. Or about 30 minutes, I suppose. But right now, I'm going to take you through my discography for a bit. I got 9-10 songs lined up for you guys, for you to listen to live and direct. I am a Boston-based musician. I produce all my own beats, write all my own songs. So I hope you guys enjoy the content. Let's keep this thing going. This next song I'm going to do is called The World Is Not Enough. And this is a single off of my album, now available, called A Bloom. Hope you guys enjoy this. It's a little up-tempo. So for anyone in their car on a long road trip or anything like that in the area who just tuned in to 91.5, I hope you enjoy this and get a little bit of energy out of it. Let's do this thing. Yeah.
It's about to be game time and I'm focused. I've been plotting world domination in my office, man. Might have been faded when I wrote this way. I was meditating when I thought this went my two legs in the lotus, man. Is that awakening? Nose in a bouquet full of roses. Even the people on verses know all the words to the chorus. 365 of the 508, I do it in mass proportions. 365, I grind all day, then I hit him with the magnum opus. Signing college students at my dumb say, it's that rhyme, man. To the dudes on the corner pushing hard to say, it's that rhyme, man. Everybody wanna hit new heights in search of a beautiful life. How my mama told me the world is shallow. She can do whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Hey, hey.
Whatever you like.
Tell me the world is shallow. She can do
whatever you like. Whatever you like.
Hey.
Whatever you like.
I got my homies. Tell me the world is shallow. She can do
whatever you like.
Bounce with it.
And I got a feeling. God is in our image. Cause I know you were meant to be my baby. All the love in the world ain't enough, baby. Ain't enough, baby. And I got a feeling. God is not the limit. Cause heaven is just one little lot, baby.
This the sound of existential crisis. It's for my 20-somethings, wondering where their life is. I sip a large amount to satisfy my vices. Is there a doc around to psychoanalyze this? Why do we self-medicate when left to our devices? My crew need a better way to cope with our catharsis. We're only here today, tomorrow's never promised. We're only here today, tomorrow's never promised. Cause God knows that I got close friends who's had some close calls for so long. We all thought that heaven was just some closed doors till we looked up into the sky. I looked up into the sky and heard somebody tell me the world is shallow. You can do
whatever you like. Whatever you like.
That's what.
Whatever you like.
Got my mama tell me the world is shallow. You can do
whatever you like. Whatever you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever you like.
Got that busy tell me the world is shallow. You can do
whatever you like.
With it.
And I got a feeling that God is in our image. Cause I know you were meant to be loved, baby. All the love in the world ain't enough, baby. Ain't enough, baby.
limit, cause happy is just one level up, baby. The world, no, the world ain't enough, baby. Ain't enough, baby.
Yeah. What's up, guys? This is Rex Mac on 91.5 WMFO. That song that you heard right there is my single called The World Is Not Enough. A little bit of up-tempo there. Fun fact about that song, that does not have a single hi-hat or drum kick in it, which I thought was pretty cool in a minimalist kind of way. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That song I dedicate to my homie upstairs, Zach Busy Mello, who recently passed, was brother to me. But, you know, that song's about levels, man, and the fact that we got to keep pushing. And there's a fine line between heaven and earth. But, you know, I think that through music, we get to tap into that other world just a bit. Just a bit. So, hope you guys enjoyed that energy. This next track that I got is called Black Hoodie. I wrote this back in 2010. So, man, so it's been 7 years since this song was born. So, make some noise for you, y'all. Black Hoodie, Rex Mac. Check this. Yeah. Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out. The universe never understood me. In a white world with an all black hoodie. Why try blending? Everybody knows you. Just pretending. Don't let them mold you. Every girlfriend you thought you were close to, just let them go. You don't need a chick that knew you to switch the new you into the old you. Stay you till the day there's no you. Heaven awaits even though it's a cop out. And I don't mind going, just not now. And I ain't scared to let my guard down. I'm just scared to let my guard down. Or whatever it is that sustains and designs fate and time and space and everything else in between it all. And right when I felt I seen it all, come on. A world is chock full of surprises in a lot of different shapes and sizes. Yeah, welcome to my midlife crisis. Welcome to my midlife crisis. The world is chock full of surprises in a lot of different shapes and sizes. Yeah, welcome to my midlife crisis. Welcome. The universe never understood me. Purple in the pocket of my all black hoodie. See, I got a heart of gold, hoping that I get far. As I'm running red lights in a red car. Man, I don't know why I love her, I just do. Yeah, I'm puffing up so I can feel less blue. But I ain't trying to write another love song. I'm just trying to make right what was once wrong. Whoa, and thus far I've been unarmed. In a world where everybody's guns drawn. And I'm hoping these J's could help me take flight. Yeah, I'm hoping these J's could help me take flight. To the so-called man that sustains and designs fate and time and space and everything else in between it all. And right when I felt I seen it all, what's up? The world is chock full of surprises in a lot of different shapes and sizes. Yeah, welcome to my midlife crisis. Welcome to my midlife crisis. The world is chock full of surprises in a lot of different shapes and sizes. Yeah, welcome to my midlife crisis. Welcome to my midlife crisis. Thank y'all for those tuning in. My name is Rex Mack. You are now tuned in to 91.5 WMFO. This segment is called On the Town with Mikey D. RIP to Mikey D. My man Joel behind the boards. Doing a live performance right now. Going to do an interview after this. Got about 6-7 songs left, so we'll see how this goes. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Wherever you are, hope you're snuggled up warm on like a bearskin rug or like some warm furry blanket by like a fireplace or something. Actually, no, I take that back because it's totally summer right now. Y'all are probably way too warm for that. So, yeah, I'm here in the sound booth right now just recording this live. But anyway, without further ado, let's get right back into it. So this next song is called Party on Olympus. This song is from 2012. I took a trip down to London for a bit. I was studying abroad. Over at Goldsmiths, and I was living in the New Cross, Lewisham neighborhood around that time, and I feel like just the culture kind of seeped into my sound a bit, man, and I feel like a lot of the stuff was very, like, I feel like punk-inspired, because a lot of the stuff that I was studying out there and a lot of the bands that I was exposed to out there was a little in that direction, so I wanted to kind of borrow from that world a bit, even though that's not my roots. I was raised on a lot of old-school R&B and G-funk and West Coast rap, but was never exposed to rock, so I guess in this sense, I kind of wanted to experiment and see where it took me. So hope you guys enjoy it. This is called Party on Olympus.
Amen. 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 I'm high up in the heavens, high up in the heavens, and I'm drunk off life with no sense of direction. Nothing less of a legend, nothing less of a star. Tonight we go hard, get resurrected tomorrow. Hey, this right here, I'ma show you how we do it. My ladies, how we do it. Show me how you move it. You look at me like, who that? What's wrong here? You mad? I am where the truth's at. True, true, true that. This is how we party out here, where the heart is out here. Throwing up sets like vomit out here. Forget it, God is out here. Mess up bombing out here, yeah. Let's go. This is how we party on Olympus, huh? This is how we party on Olympus. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what this is, yeah. You know what this is. We party on Olympus, go. Vision to heaven to hell, sipping wine with Dionysus. With Aphrodite on my arm in the white dress. It's getting hot in here, where my ladies at? It's so dark in here, where Hades at? Oh, you got a thing? Oh yeah, what kind of name is that? Well, I'm a king, bruh, that's where my name is at. And this is how we party out here, where the artists are here. Throwing up sets like vomit out here. Forget a goddess out here, and leave a big mess like we bombing out here. This is how we ride out here, get violent out here, break ish and sweat and silence out here. Who's high as us here? Wait a minute, how did I get out here? I don't know, whatever. And this is how we party on Olympus, yeah. This is how we party on Olympus. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what this is, yeah. You know what this is. We party on Olympus, go. Yeah, yeah, go. How we ride out here, get violent out here, break ish and sweat and silence out here. Who's high as us here? Wait a minute, how did I get out here? I don't know. Yeah. Guys, my name is Rex Mack. You are now tuned in to 91.5 WMFO. This show is called On the Town with Mikey D. R.I.P. to Mikey. We're going to keep this thing going. So before that song, I mentioned that I was raised on a lot of G-Funk, a lot of West Coast, a lot of old school 90s rap. It's crazy that that's old school now, but yeah, that's what I was raised on. I want to say that my dad played a lot of Dr. Dre when I grew up, and a lot of The Chronic, a lot of The Chronic 2001, a lot of Aftermath content, I guess, was played in the car. Probably not the best things for a little, you know, 5 to 10 year old to be listening to, but you know, those were my years, and I internalized it, and it seeped its way into my sound. And for that, I'm thankful to my pops, who put me on a lot of that. So this song that I have next, is a song that I shot a video for, by the homies, Mobius Media Solutions, and with my dude, Roland, who's based out in LA. So anyone listening from the West Coast, unlikely, but, be sure to check him out, my man Roland. But anyway, this song right here is called East Meets West. Shot a video for it as well. Be sure to check that out online, on YouTube, on Facebook, all that good stuff. East Meets West, featuring Roland, produced by yours truly, Rex Mack. Here's how it's going down. I'm an East Coast rapper with the West Coast sound. Let it go.
Sound.
Hey, hey.
Sound.
And if you don't know, then you better know now. I know a couple homies out in Boston. I know a couple plugs down in Cape Cod. I pray to God, my homie Detox. Lord knows that I need him to stay alive or stay outside, because we fantasize about some fatter accounts and better credit lines. The money's not the main motivator, but the Grammy trophy happens to be golden plated. I've calculated and coordinated the point of how far we gotta go to make it. From the beats to the shows, everything self-orchestrated, and the city's still for the taking. Yeah, and here is how it's going down. I'm an East Coast rapper with the West Coast sound. Let it go.
Sound.
Hey, hey.
Sound.
If you don't know, then you better know now. I know a couple artists out in NY. I know a couple artists down in LA. And yeah, we got the ball rolling, rolling, rolling. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. Ever since the 2 triple O, first time I heard the next episode,
Back when my pops had a copy of The Chronic, and ever since then, I've been hooked on it. Welcome to the game where your flow don't matter, where your story don't matter, where the coast don't matter. East Coast rapper with the West Coast sound. This here's for my network, chilling underground. Shout out Cash and the ATM boys, DJ Doc, Busy Big, the Bad Boys, Rob Valentine, Kinetic Productions, Puffer Bellies, I don't give a for your function. Call upon y'all with a call to arms. No 48 laws, no art of war. Just a little something we could unify to. I just want a bell, brother, what about you? Sometimes we gotta put ego aside. I see my man Tommy got the people inspired. I see my boy CB rocking the crowd. And my coach Kali C got the battling down. And me, I don't got the most supporters, but I broke the borders when it come to crap. I got original beats, original rhymes, the most original all time when it come to mass. Now run it back. I'm a East Coast rapper with the West Coast sound, let it go.
Sound.
Hey, hey.
Sound.
If you don't know, then you better know now. Better know now. Better know now. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. This is 91.5 WMFO. My name is Rex Mack, Boston-based artist, makes all of his own beats, writes all of his own songs. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That is called East Meets West. Tongue twister. East Meets West with my man Roland. So it's cool. Because initially I started off in the Bay Area, born in California, raised there from age 0 to 10. And my boy Roland was actually raised on Cape. But ironically, now he's in LA. I'm over here in Boston. So, you know, it's cool to touch base like that and make a song like that. So anyway, let's keep this thing rolling. So this next song I'm going to do is always a crowd favorite at all my shows. This is the song that I usually save for the end, and it usually thrills my voice out. But this is called WTF, in parentheses, FTW. The kids don't know what that means, but we all do. But anyway, FCC, this is called WTF, FTW. Enjoy it.
Forever, cause my brain has no end. Heaven's gates are wide open and I'm going in. Fold the wind like a soda can. Get crushed, so don't try to approach him. My campaign slogan:
stars and roses.
One for the power, two for the love of mischief. He'll do whatever he wishes. The son of a gun is vicious. Ambitions of a Zip-pop never died. I'm destined to murder my foes with a passion. I'll put their name on my greatest hits collections. Man, plan to fall through. Stamina's got me on the move. I'll march until my Doc Martin's falling apart into particles. Documents in my chronicles are in the offices of our cops and troops. It's my turn, watch as I turn these pop stars into pop balloons. Do my thing to Hemingway, produce art while boozed up. Sin is luck while I'm stoned as what? I'm staring down Medusa. Revolution is song producer. King-ish, Martin Luther, Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, SNR, we are the future, let's go.
Ah, yeah, watch me do it.
Machine gun flow with rapid fire while I babble on about Babylon as a vagabond. No tag alongs, just me, myself, and a Jagabond. With one palm with merit, and the other one is I'm all over my competition with a hammer pin, straight sagging off of my. And yeah, I am not a stepping stone. They're trying to take my throne and claim it as their own. With everybody in the bubble laughing at me now. The fashion of the future is Miami Downs. Not me out for my high horse. You're gonna need a pound of white horse to match the power of my force. Taking a walk through my doors with my eyes in my shoes. I'll be damned if I lose in the long run, cause I'm awesome and I'm on one and I'm not done. Let's go.
Yeah, watch me do it.
Yeah, I know they see me, know they see me. Yeah.
yeah, watch me do it. Stars and roses, you know who we are. Stars and roses, you know who we are. So, break it down for you. And I am king forever, cause my reign has no end. Heaven's gates are wide open and I'm going in. Fold the wind like a soda can. Get crushed, so don't try to approach him. My campaign slogan is stars and roses. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the list. Just a bunch of duperation, what the heck is that? They forgot about racks. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the list. Just a bunch of duperation, what the heck is that? They forgot about racks, let's go. Ah, yeah, watch me do it. Yeah, watch me do it. Yeah. Stars and roses, you know who we are. One. Stars and roses, you know who we are. Two. Stars and roses. Twice. Stars and roses. Yeah.
What's up, guys? To any of y'all tuning in, just tuning in, this is 91.5 WMFO. You are now on the town with Mikey D. My name is Rex Mack, performing a live set from all my original work. So anyway, my name is Rex Mack, and you could find me at rexmackmusic.com. All the social media is there. It's a splash page. So follow down the rabbit hole and find my work. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's all original. Make all my own beats. Boston bass. I do this for you guys. So anyway, we're going to keep this thing going. The next song I'm going to do is we're going to take a turn. That last song was called WTF, FTW. And I'm going to do a song that I usually don't get to play at sets live too often. It just never really fits the moment. But this is called All My Love. I never really do this live, but hopefully, you know, it fits here on the airwaves well. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Myself and I just run around Boston. So when I pass through spots where we used to hang, I let my thoughts flow back like a boomerang. Initially I wrote the song here to get you back, then I realized that you better rob where you at. Even though we're no longer in love, if you want him a love, you still got him a love.
You want him a love. Yeah, yeah, you want him a love. You want him a hey. Love. But you got him a love. Yeah, yeah, you got him a love. I got him a love. You want him a love. Yeah, yeah, you want him a love. Got him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you got him, my love. Got him, my love.
Yeah, yeah, gotta confess that I've thought about us every now and then. Thought about us every now and then. Wondering about what might have been. Might have had a few fights with nostalgia. Might have had a few nights I was on one. Had to put the phone down when I called you. Man, I almost broke down. All of my love. Yeah.
You want him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you want him, my love. You want him, my love. But you got him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you got him, my love. You got him, my love. You want him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you want him, my love. You want him, my love. But you got him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you got him, my love.
Check it.
You got him, my love.
And I woke up strong today, so I wrote these rhymes down for closure's sake. So as you make a new living in your new home, know that every move is a power move when you're moving on, as a king and the queen should do. Not saying that I still got a thing for you, but I knew this song was the thing to do, to give one last thanks to you for all of your love.
You want him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you want him, my love. You want him, my love. But you got him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you got him, my love.
Yeah,
you got him, my love. You want him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you want him, my love.
Yeah,
you want
yeah.
him, my love. But you got him, my love. Yeah, yeah, you got him, my love.
Bounce,
you got
him, my love. Bounce, bounce. What's up, New York? What's up, Brooklyn? What's up, Queens?
Yeah. So that's crazy, man. Like, I never do that song too much, but shout outs to Anna Ray, who hooked up this opportunity to get me within these walls over here at WMFO. We'll be talking about her a little bit during the interview that follows this performance. But Anna Ray, if you're listening to this, shout outs to you. Much love to you. And shout outs to my man Joel behind the boards, rocking the audio, setting me up, getting this thing all groovy. Hope it's sounding well for you guys. Got a couple more songs here. Again, my name is Rex Mack, and you are now on 91.5 WMFO. Hope you enjoy the rest of the set. The next song I'm going to do is dedicated to my father. This song right here is called Kingdom Power Glory, and it kind of touches on, I don't know, I guess just more of the West Coast influence that he kind of instilled into my sound, into my life, into my approach creatively. And y'all are going to hear it. You're going to recognize the vibe. Any hip-hop fans listening right now, hope you guys enjoy it. And, you know, feel like you're in a lowrider or something. But yeah, Kingdom Power Glory. Here we go. Chickity check, one, two. Man, look at what the world's come to.